I must say, Penny, this is great fun.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
Until I met you and Bernadette, my trips to the bathroom had been entirely focused on elimination. Now they have a delightful social aspect.
Amy, you must have been in the bathroom with other women before.
Of course I have. But they were strangers and seemed off-put when I engaged in friendly stall-to-stall chit-chat.
Some women don't like to get chummy when their panties are down.
You okay in there, bestie?
I'm fine.
The reason I ask is that many people experience bladder shyness, the inability to pass
urine. Yes, and I'm fine. Stop talking to me.
She always this crabby when she urinates?
We're really not that close.
Screw it. I'll go later.
And I'll be right by your side.
Did I tell you Priya invited me and Howard to have dinner with her and Leonard?
Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not. It's a strategic maneuver. Leonard's new girlfriend is testing Bernadette's loyalty to you and the group. That bitch is crafty.
You think?
Of course. How does the cheetah attack a herd of wildebeests? By going after its weakest member.
What makes me the weakest member?
Your trusting nature coupled with your teeny tiny body. You wouldn't last a minute on the Serengeti.
Okay, Amy, you're being silly. I'm not concerned about who hangs out with who. I certainly don't have a problem with Leonard's new girlfriend who wears way too much makeup. Ooh, these are cute. Of course, if I buy them, I'll have to rent my womb out to a gay couple.
It doesn't matter. I'm gonna tell her we can't make it.
Oh, no, you have to go.
I don't understand. I thought I was a teeny tiny wildebeest.
You are, with hair that smells like strawberries. And we're going to use that to our advantage.
Wait, what are you talking about?
By accepting the invitation, Bernadette becomes a double agent inside the enemy camp. She could ferret out Priya's tactics, identify her weaknesses, and feed her false information, such as Leonard's no stranger to back alley cockfights.
I don't know. I'm not a very good liar. They kind of whooped that out of you in Catholic school.
Don't worry. I'll teach you. I did 2 years of Cub Scouts before they found out I was a girl.
Okay, I don't know you people. I'm just an innocent woman wondering if this shoe store will take my Texaco card.
How do you feel about concealing a recording device in the cleavage of your ample bosom?
I don't want anything in my ample bosom.
Come on, strawberries, take one for the team.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Okay, see you later.
Good news, I finally have a handle on my idea for three-person chess.
That is good news. Bye.
Do you know how I solved the balance center combat area problem? 5 words. Transitional quadrilateral to triangular tessellation.
That's brilliant.
It's what I do. But wait, there's more. I also invented 2 new chess pieces. The serpent and the old woman.
Okay, now I have to ask, what do they do?
When the serpent slithers to an opposing player's piece, that piece is considered poisoned and will die after 2 more moves.
All right.
Unless it gets to the old woman in time, in which case she sucks out the poison, turning her into the Grand Empress. A piece combining the power of the knight, queen, and serpent.
Elegant.
That's because it's simple.
Okay, well, I look forward to playing with you.
And
what?
And a third person. It's 3-person chess. I must say, ever since you started having regular intercourse, your mind has lost its keen edge. You should reflect on that.
Excuse me, but Einstein had a pretty busy sex life.
Yes, and he never unified gravity with the other forces. If he hadn't been such a hound dog, we'd all have time machines.
Got it. Bye.
You know I'm right.
I think he's getting worse.
Oh, my metatarsals are barking.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just breaking in some new shoes.
Very pretty.
Thank you. Did you know that women wear high heels to make the buttocks and breasts more prominent?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Look.
Sure. It's very prominent.
Please, Leonard, don't leer. You have a girlfriend.
Sorry.
So are you off to dinner with Priya, Howard, and Bernadette?
Yeah. How did you know?
I heard it at the mall when I was shopping with my girlfriends, because, you know, that's kind of my life now. Have a good night. Try not to ogle my caboose as I walk away.
Hey, you.
Hi. Hey, Raj. Will you be joining us for dinner?
The lonely guy and the two happy couples? I'd rather get a prostate exam from a leper who walks away with 9 fingers.
Oh, would you please stop feeling sorry for yourself?
Well, I have to feel sorry for myself. I'm the only one who cares. Just like I'm the only one who left sex with me.
Really? In front of your sister?
We shared a room growing up. This is not news to me.
Excuse me, I'm gonna go wander the streets alone. Invisible, unwanted, and unloved. A pathetic shadow in a city with no heart. I forgot my windbreaker, it's chilly.
I don't understand. Is this a way to break in new shoes?
No. Once these puppies touch the ground, they're mine, and I'll have to wear them walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard in order to pay them off. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Good news. The wildebeest is in the curry.
The what?
Bernadette is with Priya and Leonard. Message received. Commence operation. Priya wouldn't want to be ya.
Hey, seriously? Didn't you get enough of this clicky crap in high school?
I wish. A click requires friends. I didn't have any.
None?
I used to take my lunch down to the maintenance room and eat with the janitor. It was nice until his wife called me a puta and made me stop. Hang on. It's the wildebeest. Priya just made a snide comment about your acting career.
What the hell did she say?
She thinks it's cool you're following your dream no matter what.
That bitch!
How do you want to handle it?
Okay, tell Bernadette to tell Priya that I'm on my way to Prague to shoot a movie with Angelina Jolie.
Got it. Is it going to be in 3D?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna say 3D. That'll let her know the studio has faith in it.
You're kidding. 3D?
That's what I hear.
The studio must have real faith in it.
I don't know why she didn't tell me.
Have you been spending time with your ex-girlfriend?
No.
Then why are you surprised she didn't tell you?
Well, it's not as much surprise as your, the other thing.
What other thing?
Well, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not gonna help you. This is hilarious.
She's also dating an astronaut. Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah. But Leonard's impressive, too.
Thank you. Befuddled. The word I was looking for was befuddled.